Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The Siege of Malta in 1565, also known as the Great Siege, was a defining event in the conflict between the Ottoman Empire and the European Christian forces. This clash took place on the Mediterranean island of Malta and was one of the most intense confrontations between the Ottomans under Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent and the Knights Hospitaller, a military order of Christian warriors who had been given Malta by Emperor Charles V. The siege, lasting from May to September 1565, involved intricate military strategy, incredible acts of heroism, and a staggering loss of life. In today's episode, we will be looking at the history, the events, and how, ultimately, it proved to be a critical turning point that halted Ottoman expansion into Europe and cemented the reputation of the Knights Hospitaller as defenders of Christendom. By the mid-16th century, the Ottoman Empire was a formidable power, commanding a vast expanse of territory stretching from Southeast Europe to North Africa and the Middle East. The Mediterranean was vital for trade and military mobility, making it a focal point for Ottoman ambitions. Malta, strategically positioned between Sicily and North Africa, served as a pivotal outpost for whoever controlled it. For the Ottomans, taking Malta would have enabled them to launch future attacks on southern Europe, especially the Kingdom of Sicily and mainland Italy. Additionally, Malta was home to the Knights Hospitaller, an order deeply opposed to the Ottomans and the spread of Islam into Europe. The Knights were feared as raiders of Ottoman shipping and had a reputation for fierce loyalty to their cause. In 1530, Charles V of Spain had granted the island of Malta to the Knights Hospitaller, led by Grand Master Jean Parisot de Valais. Despite its limited natural resources and rugged landscape, Malta was fortified and became a staging ground for the Knights' raids on Ottoman shipping. By 1565, the Ottomans, bolstered by their military successes elsewhere, turned their attention towards this island stronghold. Suleiman the Magnificent, having driven the Knights from Rhodes previously, sought to destroy them completely and weaken Christian defences in the Mediterranean. The Ottoman invasion force was formidable, consisting of about 30,000 soldiers, led by experienced commanders Piali Pasha and Lala Mustafa Pasha. They were joined by the famed pirate and Ottoman ally Dragu Reis, who commanded respect for his naval acumen and understanding of Mediterranean warfare. The Ottoman fleet set sail from Istanbul in early 1565, carrying the hopes of the Sultan for a swift and decisive victory. By contrast, the defenders were vastly outnumbered. The Grand Master of the Knights Hospitaller, Jean Parisot de Valais, commanded approximately 6,000 men. Of these, only around 500 were knights, and the rest were mercenaries, local Maltese civilians, and some Italian soldiers. The knights knew they could not match the Ottomans in numbers, so they fortified key positions, notably Fort St. Elmo, Fort St. Angelo, and Fort St. Michael. These fortresses were strategically placed on the Grand Harbour and the Marsamet Harbour, two deep water inlets that split Malta's eastern coastline. To make up for a lack of numbers, the Hospitallers used cunning and every trick of siege warfare to make it difficult for the Ottomans to gain ground. They burned crops and poisoned wells to deny the enemy food and water, and hid artillery out of sight in the various forts so that they could counteract Ottoman siege weaponry. On May 18th, 1565, the Ottoman forces landed and quickly began the siege by targeting Fort St. Elmo, which controlled access to both harbours. Although it was a relatively small fortress, Fort St. Elmo was essential to the Knights' defensive plans. Suliman and his generals hoped for a quick victory at St. Elmo, thinking it would pave the way for the conquest of the rest of the island. For over a month, Fort St. Elmo withstood a relentless artillery barrage, followed by repeated Ottoman assaults. The Knights, outnumbered and battered, demonstrated incredible resilience. Grandmaster de Valet personally oversaw the defense of the fort, ensuring that reinforcements and supplies were sent whenever possible. Tragically for the Ottomans, Dragu, the Ottoman pirate leader, was mortally wounded during the fighting, which dealt a severe blow to Ottoman morale. Finally, on June 23, after over 6,000 Ottoman soldiers had perished in the attempt, Fort St. Elmo fell. Almost all the defenders were killed, but their sacrifice delayed the Ottomans significantly. This delay allowed de Valet to fortify Fort St. Michael and Fort St. Angelo and rally his forces for the next phase of the siege. After the fall of St. Elmo, the Ottomans turned their focus on Fort St. Michael and Fort St. Angelo, which guarded the remaining vital harbours. However, the Ottoman forces had already been weakened by the prolonged struggle for Fort St. Elmo, and the morale amongst their ranks began to wane. The defenders, though exhausted, were inspired by their faith, loyalty to the cause, and the leadership of de Valet. The Grand Master personally led raids and defended key positions, motivating his men to hold their ground. The Maltese people also played a significant role, supporting the Knights and often fighting alongside them, fully aware that their survival depended on repelling the Ottoman forces. The Ottomans launched continuous assaults, attempting to breach the walls of both forts through infantry charges and cannon bombardments. However, the defenders employed innovative tactics using fire hoops, incendiary devices, and other brutal close combat weapons to repel the invaders. The Ottomans became increasingly frustrated as their progress stalled and their losses mounted. By mid-August, both the Ottomans and the Knights were nearing exhaustion. Supplies were running low on both sides, and disease began to spread amongst the Ottoman soldiers due to the stagnant and unsanitary conditions of the encampments. The defenders' morale, however, remained steadfast, largely due to their commitment to their cause and the inspiring leadership of de Valet. The Ottomans anticipated reinforcements, but these never arrived. In contrast, word had reached Sicily about the dire conditions in Malta, and a relief force of approximately 8,000 soldiers set out to aid the defenders. When news of the approaching Sicilian relief force reached the Ottomans, it caused panic and demoralization amongst their ranks. On September 8, 1565, the Ottomans, realizing that they could no longer sustain the siege and fearing entrapment between the Knights and the incoming Sicilian troops, decided to retreat. The remaining Ottoman forces evacuated Malta, bringing the siege to an end. The Siege of Malta was a monumental defeat for the Ottoman Empire and a defining victory for the Knights Hospitaller and European Christendom. The losses for the Ottomans were staggering, with an estimated 20 to 30,000 soldiers killed, while the defenders lost around 2,500 men. The aftermath of the siege saw the Knights Hospitaller emerge as heroic defenders of the Christian world, gaining prestige and increased support. In recognition of their bravery, Philip II of Spain provided funds to strengthen Malta's defences, leading to the construction of Valletta, a new fortified capital named in honour of Grand Master Jean Parisot de Valette. For the Ottoman Empire, the failure to capture Malta marked a turning point in their Mediterranean ambitions. Though they remained a powerful force, their inability to control Malta hindered their strategic reach into southern Europe. The siege proved to the European powers that the Ottomans were not invincible, inspiring greater unity and cooperation amongst Christian nations in the face of future Ottoman threats. The Siege of Malta in 1565 remains one of the most significant military engagements of the 16th century. It showcased the strategic importance of Malta in the Mediterranean, the resilience and valor of the Knights Hospitaller, and the effective leadership of Grand Master Valet. The Knights' triumph over the vastly larger Ottoman force became a symbol of resistance against overwhelming odds and reinforced the waning morale of European Christendom in its long-standing struggle against Ottoman expansion.